Our next guest is a big deal, quite literally. 6'6", 278 pounds. The tight end was drafted in the second round by the Bears. And we all can't wait to see what kind of impact he'll have on that team. Let's say good morning football to Adam Shaheen. What up, Adam?
Adam.
Yeah.
Not much. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here. So this burrito story, let's get right to it. I don't believe that this is a true story. 80 pounds, you eat a burrito every day. You told me you just had one last night. I don't believe it.
No, that's really what happened. It wasn't every day, but it was almost every day. When I was home, it was definitely 6-7 times a week.
And what was the effect of this? You gained how much weight?
So coming out of high school, I was like 195 pounds, and I'm like 275. So it was definitely what you said.
None of that is weight room. That's all just beans and rice, huh?
That's called barbacoa.
No, that was a lot of, more so the weight room, but totally had a big deal with that too.
The anti-LeBrant diet.
He does. I bet he pays extra for guac, don't you, Adam? I bet you do. Now you do.
No, he says he likes extra white rice. I read all about it. Yes,
awesome.
Extra in the burrito, which is just making it hard to wrap, bro. All right, let's rewind a bit back to the NFL draft this year in Philly. Team USA gymnast Kate Foster, who lost her leg during her battle with leukemia, she was the one to announce your name, and it became one of the highlights from the draft. Let's take a look.
Kate, let's make the pick, okay?
With the 45th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Adam Shaheen, tight end, Ashland.
All right, so it's DJ's guy. And what a neat moment right there.
Now, Kate is from Rockford, Illinois, and she just visited you at practice. So how has that relationship between the two of you evolved since that night?
That was the first time I actually met her in person was at practice the other day. And the Bears were great about, we got her that signed jersey you're showing right now, as well as a couple other signed things. And a lot of my teammates and everybody else was just coming up and saying hi to her and just making her feel, welcome. And, she's just a great, from the moment you meet her, you can tell she's just got a great spirit. And it was a really good opportunity for both sides.
That's awesome, Adam. I'm glad you did that. I know the Bears do a lot of things like that as an organization. We love it. We have to talk about the baby Gronk thing. All right, now, before you were born, years ago, there was a basketball player on the Miami Heat named Harold Miner.
Uh-huh.
They called him Baby Jordan because he could dunk a lot, and it was kind of unfair to him, and it stuck to him. And then I hear they're calling you Baby Gronk. What's your take on it? Do you like it? Where do you come out on you being Baby Gronk?
I'm not really sure where I come out on it. I'm just going to be trying to, make the best of my opportunity. He's one of the best to ever do it. So, I really don't know what to say when people say that, honestly.
I'll tell you what I'll say. I looked it up. You are actually bigger than Gronk. I think Gronk is Baby Shaheen.
Okay.
You got to laugh out of that one.
Next question?
No, listen, you don't want to say it, so I'll say it for you. I appreciate the comparisons because Gronk could go down as the best tight end ever, but I just got in the league and I want to make a name for myself, so call me Adam. That's what you need to say. That's your answer moving forward. Hey, now, listen, you could be a real matchup problem in your division. Even around the league, KB just mentioned it, you're huge, big frame, you can make plays. How do you embrace that role of not only being the present, putting your foot down and being are where you are right now, but possibly the future of such a story franchise like the Bears?
I got a great tight end coach here and a couple older veterans that, Zach Miller and Deion Sims that are really helping me out and really, accelerating me learning the playbook. And that's the biggest thing right now is to get past that mental stage where I don't have to think and I can just go out and play and be who I am.
I mean, look, coming from Ashland to the Chicago Bears, this is a giant jump. I also look at the guy who you're sharing a room with right now. Your roommate is Mitchell Trubisky. Guys here, we've been talking about him, Kay, Kyle, Nate. We always discuss Trubisky and Glennon. You're there in the room with him as his roommate. What is Mitchell Trubisky like? And for the fans at home, what are Bears fans getting in this guy?
It's been about a month since we've been rooming together, and he's already, one of the hardest working guys that I've been around. And as well as, he's smart, and he's a great leader with the rookie class. So I think they got a really special talent in him.
Love that. Okay, but let's actually get into the apartment or the dorm room or wherever you guys are living. The suite, I don't know, the whatever you guys have that you're living in. What does his side of the room look like? What does your side of the room look like? Is he the messy one? Is he the guy watching Big Bang Theory all day when you walk in? And you're like, dude, what do you got on the television? What's it like living with Mitchell Trubisky?
You know, I'm pretty light packer. He's got like half of the room that's filled up with 10 suitcases, a bunch of mail, all kinds of different stuff. And I got one little corner with my suitcase, and that's it. So, I mean, that's about the best way I could say. You know, he's really, we're not about the Big Bang Theory. We're not really watching TV or doing much stuff like that. It's more so just we're in the playbook just trying to not be running around like we don't know anything come practice.
Love it.
They're more of a Real Housewives pair.
Yeah, that's it.
Gotcha. But is he? We got to talk to his mom on the red carpet at the draft, and she said that he was extremely organized. You're saying 10 suitcases and a ton of mail. Is he messy?
No, they are extremely organized. They're all stacked perfectly, but there's just... Yeah, this is, he's taking up half of the room with all his stuff.
Quarterback divas.
Of course. And listen, I badly want to fall in love with Trubisky. I got to hear some information about him. Roommates, sometimes the music becomes a factor. So what's he listening to? Are we doing like Calvin Harris or is it Snow Patrol? Is it Chameleon Air? What is he playing? What is Trubisky listening to?
We're doing a lot of country. And then some Ed Sheeran from time to time, but I'd say the majority of it is country.
I like
nice.
That.
Nice.
Ed Sheeran, that makes me so happy.
Ed Sheeran's good, too. I love that. Nate, what do you want to know about the domestic situation between the tight end here and the quarterback for the Bears?
Well, you mentioned that you love burritos, which we know. I'm curious about Trubisky's diet because we know he's organized. He looks like he's in shape. Does he eat crazy? Is he particular about his diet? What do you notice about him?
You know, from what I've seen, I think he's pretty particular. Not like, you know, every meal scheduled out perfectly, but he's definitely, you know, eating healthy and doing the right things and getting the right things into his body that is going to help him be successful in the long term.
Adam, it's not that we weren't listening to your answer to that question, but Kyle over here is whispering to me, extra white rice is crazy. You have to double wrap the burrito. What is he thinking?
Double tortilla. And Adam, I know the one. I've researched this. You found a burrito place on Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills.
Yep.
There's a lot of good choices around there. Chicago Institution, Portillo's.
Portillo's.
On and on. But double white rice is savage. I've never heard of that, man. Never.
Full savage mode.
Full.
Really?
No! Double meat, double white rice, crazy.
Do you at least take Trubisky with you? Invite him to come along?
Oh, all the time. All the time. We might ride in his little beat-up Camry.
beat-up Camry.
Camry makes its way into
the hallways.
Great stuff, Adam Shaheen, for all that you do. And good luck. We'll be keeping our eye on you throughout training camp. Okay, bud?
Thank you. I appreciate it.